around Newtown. When Newtown, Connecticut's massacre occurred, the nation and parts of the world reacted with shock, as well they should have. But across America, in cities from coast to coast, and in the Midwest, experienced small, silent, almost invisible massacres, where dozens of parents lose their children, wives lose their husbands, and some husbands lose their wives. I speak of the plague of police violence against blacks in New York, in Chicago, in Oakland, and beyond. Young people, mostly black and Latino, shot with wild abandon by cops, cops that are rarely charged, and rarer still, are any meaningful arrests made. Oscar Grant, Oakland. Sean Bell, New York. Alan Bluford, Oakland. Ramarley Graham, New York. Derek Brownie Flynn, Philadelphia. Chantel Davis, New York. Reynaldo Cuevas, New York. Mohammed Bah, New York. I could go on and on. Of these cases, only one cop, Johannes Messerle, faced charges and did jail time, usually reserved for those on misdemeanors, for killing Oscar Grant. This is a quiet crisis, but no headlines, no calls for change in Congress, no protests, or not much of any. For the lives of these people and their murders by cops is taken lightly. It's just the way things are, they say. And it will be so unless and until people rebel and unite and organize. The politics that now exists is too weak, too feeble, too beholden to the status quo to make a real change. Only the people can do that. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.